It's 200 years old this year, the Bell Rock Lighthouse. And from the shore, it's just tiny. It's about 10 miles out from Arbroath. And recently we got on the Ultimate Predator. What a great name for a fishing boat, the Ultimate Predator. And we whipped across the water in a windy, blowy day. Certainly the sort of weather to blow away the cobwebs. Absolutely perfect. And just under an hour, we were there at the lighthouse on these rocks, which are exposed for a few hours every day at low tide. And all the way around the lighthouse, there are dozens of seals. It's a fantastic trip for wildlife. Unbelievable. And they pop up, their heads come out the water, and they're looking at you strangely. And then the captain puts a fishing line over the edge. No bait on the hook, just dangles it in there. And a couple of minutes later, up comes this lovely fish dangling on the end of the line. Who wants it for their tea? Aye, we do. OK, it'll be perfect for the poor of the parish, he says. I love it. How deep is it here? Ooh, it'll be over your wellies. Well, it was a lovely trip. The sun came out and there's this lighthouse looking absolutely stunning. They had warning on these rocks for hundreds of years before they built the lighthouse in 1811. And originally they just had a bell attached somehow on those rocks. And along came a pirate in the 17th century and chopped it down so you get plenty of wrecks. And guess what happened? First boat to go on the rocks was his own. Ha, ha, ha! Tough justice. So the boat heads back into shore, and along the cliffs, big red sandstone cliffs, lots of birds nesting and great outcrops of rock, a bit like the Old Man of Hoy up on the Orkneys. And in the water, there's just dozens of flags. What are they for? I said. Oh, they'll be for the underwater golf course. And if you really want to know what they are, you'll see the answer at Arbroath Harbour. Dozens of lobster pots everywhere you look. And the smell of the smokies. All the way around the harbour, they've got these smoking houses. And each morning, the smoke drifts up as they're doing the mackerel, herrings, pretty much anything you can do, actually. We vacuum packed some salmon and some smokies and brought them home for a real proper Arbroath treat. And if you don't want to wait for that, just pop across to the fish and chip shop and get one of their white pudding suppers. What's that, says me? It's a bit like a haggis pudding, except it's vegetarian, sort of oatmeal in batter. Absolutely delicious. A top day out, the Bell Rock Lighthouse, perfect for the poor of the parish.